What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hola, déjame preguntarte algo. ¿Quieres que tu carro dure más, que corra más suave y que rinda mejor? Tranquilo, estoy hablando de tu motor. Te tengo algo bueno, Seafoam Motor Treatment. Seafoam ayuda a que tu motor funcione más suave y dure más tiempo. Y es facilito de usar. Solo lo echas en el tanque de gasolina y listo. Déjalo trabajar mientras manejas. Sin pasos extras ni visitas al mecánico. Si tu carro anda medio raro, temblando en el rally, sin fuerza, gastando gasolina como cafecito por la ventanita, puede que sea ahora. Seafoam es tu primer paso sencillo para recuperar ese rendimiento, para que rinda como debe ser, suave y con power. Y esto no es nuevo. Seafoam ha sido confiado por mecánicos por más de 75 años. ¡75 años! Eso es mucha confianza, mi gente. Y por eso, millones de conductores lo usan todos los días para mantener sus motores fuertes. Agarra una lata de Seafoam hoy en tu tienda de autopartes favorita y pa'lante con confianza.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
Here we are. We're going to solve the case as we always do every Friday. on the Nancy Guthrie investigation. Nancy Guthrie is 84 years old. She has no known cryptocurrency holdings. She lives in the Catalina foothills, one of the wealthiest neighborhoods in Tucson, and a $2 billion cybersecurity company just classified her alleged abduction as a wrench attack by proxy, a crime built around crypto extortion. So here's a question that nobody's been asking out loud yet, and I want to ask it today. What if whoever showed up at Nancy Guthrie's door that night was at the wrong house? And it's a wrench attack. And this is a mope. And once they were there, once an 84-year-old woman had seen them, they had a problem they couldn't walk away from. If that's what's happened, this isn't a case that the public thinks it is, and the real target may still be living in the neighborhood. Again, it's coming from the ethers of my brain. It's not coming from any verifiable information, but since we're hitting dead ends everywhere, I wanted to throw it out there. And joining us to have this conversation, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, and Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. So there you go. That's my layperson idea that came to my mind when I was like, what if it just was the wrong house? It would kind of lean into the wrench attack and a mope and somebody that's not super experienced in this and goes to the wrong house. Is it a crazy idea, Jen?
You know, look, everything has to be on the table at this point with what we have, but I don't think that that's probably very likely, and this is why. Part of the reason is I really believe this was well planned out, even in terms of the fact that they did those ransom demands the day after. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was just something like, whoa, I think now I'll do a ransom demand. I think it was well thought out. They knew the two Tucson stations they were going to send that to, which happened very quickly. 12 hours later, TMZ. I think this was just too well planned. And Savannah and her husband are worth over $45 million. It's the perfect target.
I agree. Let me ask you this about the ransom, because if we're connecting the ransom, and I've been always so probably too cautious on connecting the dots of the ransom to the actual crime itself, I've immediately been thinking this is all, you know, people, opportunists trying to get money. How do we know this? And maybe Robin could run a stat on this. When someone is kidnapped, how quickly, especially like in a higher profile, how quickly do those ransom demands start coming in, and how quickly do the fake ransom demands start coming in? Is this a relatively short period of time for the initial ransom demands to be an opportunist? Is it just too quick for someone to go, I'm going to take advantage of that?
Well, I can't wait to see what Robin comes up with, but I think
this one before
going to be within 3 days.
Yeah.
That's my kind of recollection without stats in front of me. 3 days that a ransom demand, and obviously some are sooner. And mm-hmm. It also depends on who took them. Are we talking
the 24 about hours?
Drug. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
For legitimate ones?
60 to 75% within 24 hours, 48 hours, 85 to 90%. So everything within 48 hours for legit ones.
And if 12 hours is where they hit at, put some weight on them.
Yeah. So it's within legit.
Yeah.
I'll do reverse now.
Sure.
It's within the legit. And I would say, too, that the majority of those demands are gangbangers, drug dealers, people demand right away. Because that's the majority of ransom demands that come in. That's
Within 24 hours for fake ones as well.
Interesting. Robin, what's your take on this idea, this theory that I have, before we go to the next question? Because I'm curious to get your thoughts on me throwing that one out into the table.
So I like the idea that we're throwing another idea out there, definitely. Only because every single theory we have makes sense at the get-go, and then it falls off because it doesn't quite fit what we've seen from the background of Nancy, Savannah. I know we can, you know, make it kind of fit with a lot of things, but it's still, if you're looking at averages, it just keeps falling off. Now, if they completely got it wrong, because here's where I like about it. I like it for the wrench attack where they hired the mope, because the mope, you know, he was fluid on that front step, like he was there before-ish. But at the same time, though, you know, I'm then riffing off of what Janet said before about taking the weeds and the branches and crap with a Nesca. In other words, he seemed prepared for everything except that. That kind of lends to the fact that he wasn't ready for that house's front steps. I don't know. I like the idea of, let's explore that a bit more. So the first thing that I thought of, Tony, when you said it, is like, all right, let's look at the background and people that surround her that are very close proximity. Does any one of those have any known crypto? What's their net worth? So I'd actually be looking a little bit more at that. And also, so here's what you, I don't know if they're doing this. They should have been doing this if they're not. I'd also then be doing at least one degree of separation from all her neighbors as well, because that's one way you can flush this out, is like, all right, so let's look at all their gardeners, let's look at all their pool people, let's look at all these other people, one degree of separation, because if you got no more leads here, we can just expand that concentric circle out to the surrounding homes and see if any of that fits.
I guess my question would be, what kind of investigative reach do they have to take a look at neighbors, if they have crypto or if they have something like this where it would fit the wrench attack theory, but the person went to the damn wrong house? And I'm sorry, anybody in that neighborhood. I'm in no way in trying to insinuate that you had anything to do with this whatsoever. I'm just trying to think about, was someone else the intended target here? And if they were, that might be a little concerning too. if the someone else was taken and you were the intended target originally, that means they're still out there and so are you. So that would be a bit of a concern, I think, to anybody in the neighborhood if they went to the wrong person.
I don't think it'd be too hard to do it because, you know, all the neighbors have been pretty compliant. You just do a very structured interview of the information you're trying to flush out during that. What do you think, Jen?
Well, I agree with that. And I agree that they know whether Savannah has crypto or not.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that on, you know, day two. Somehow Certicae thinks they have it.
That's where I get good to Certicae.
Yep.
Where, what do we know? Do we know anything more about the Certicae and their report that they released that lists Nancy in there as being a wrench attack more than we did last week, Jen? Have you found anything else out about how they got to that conclusion?
No, not anything more, but just I find it very interesting their nexus with other FBI investigations and the fact that they are able to really dial down on blockchains. And mm-hmm. in other words, blockchains that connect to other wallets that are suspicious. That's what they do. You know, it's really interesting. It's like a white collar crime squad. What does a white collar crime squad do? It analyzes different information it has regarding transactions that mm-hmm. call the attention different offices, right? And then that comes into the bureau. So that's how I see Certicae too, is actually giving information to the bureau. We know they do on different crypto security issues.
So had this kidnapping gone right, what would we have been looking at differently? What would have happened next that didn't happen here?
Oh, I love that question. I mean, what we're looking at is the fact that they could have given some sort of proof of life. And actually, maybe the Guthries would have paid. But I will caution that a lot of these ransoms are paid without proof of life. And they are paid, for instance, there's other ransoms that involve Bitcoin that don't have to do with life, but rather have to do storative information, right? Information that other that they've got that companies want back, that they extort money from them, right?
So then what? So what kept it from happening then? So if a lot of these things don't require a sign of life, and Nancy had the money, and they even said that they were willing to just retrieve her body, what kept everyone then from pulling the trigger if they ever everyone thought this was legit?
You know what I think? I truly believe that the FBI would have said, don't do it without proof of life. And even though they always say it's a suggestion, we suggest this, this is what mm-hmm. we've seen. We don't want to feed kidnappers and we don't want to do that. And you don't have proof of life, blah, blah, blah. What are most people going to do? They are going to follow the direction. I can't think of one time we made a suggestion to a civilian about what they should or shouldn't do. And they didn't say, forget that. Sure. I'm going to do what I want. So I think that's why it wasn't done.
But what about now?
Well, now she's obviously, well, not obviously. It's a big possibility that she's gone. They still have those numbers, but has communication been lost other than that Bitcoin wallet? I don't think they're willing to risk it. I've always said, tickle the wire, send a significant amount, whether that's 100, 200,000, throw out some bait here. No one will do it. If they have done it, we don't know about it. And we would, because TMZ has the Bitcoin wallet number.
Do you think I'm all about just poking it, you know, and, you know, to get a stick and just poke the bear, see what it does. You know, what would it take? I don't think it would take much for someone to say, either Nancy or law enforcement, someone say, hey, all right, we've given up. We're ready to just pay some money. You know, is this good? I mean, if they've communicated through TMZ before, why not keep going? I mean, do you think that these people have given up on this and moved on? Or, I mean, just it's the lack of continued action on their part, which makes every element of this a little skeptical to me, because if they wanted money so bad and they went through this effort, get it, just do something to get it then. Or do they just typically move on?
Well, have they stopped? I keep saying there is no facts that those other six messages, approximately six messages that TMZ got. And if you listen to TMZ, they think that they're related. That's mm-hmm. what I that they think it's related. Look, it's the exact same modus operandi. Right? Nobody else is going in there because they know they can do it without getting caught, at least so far.
What I was surprised by early on was these messages going to the air. I mean, I know they didn't read them verbatim, but they were like, we got these messages. And the fact that, and there could have been two paths of how that got that way. Number one, they got the messages and they went to the air. Nothing in between. Like, we're going to get this. Of course, you know, we're going to let the FBI know, but we're going to get this out before they tell us not to. But they did it several times over. What I'm surprised by in that sort of a situation is, do you think the FBI advised TMZ or anything and said, look, if you get more, don't talk about it? Just, you know, because this happens in media organizations. Authorities do sometimes contact the organization that's reporting and saying, look, we know this is a back and forth with you. Shut up. Our goal here is to find this person. And in a case like this, I would think most entities would be like, I hear you. Okay, whatever I can do to help you in this thing. It's not, you know, obstructing the investigation, and you have to have your journalistic ethics here of, do I report this, do I not? I would think most would say, okay, let's not report this, unless the FBI's thought was, this helps the case by putting this out there. I don't know. I'm do you think the FBI said when these letters came in, stop reporting about it? I know some of the TV stations didn't run with letters they got.
I think the FBI would have said, don't report this. Don't say anything.
They thought to say that? I'm wondering, like, if there was, like, not the right oversight there of, like, tell them to stop doing this.
Well, we saw in action the two initial statements, the local stations didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. And I think that's in large part why TMZ was reached out to by this same group 12 hours later.
Okay.
You know, they sent these letters, and that to me, and Robin, I really want to hear your take on this, because that to me shows a level of wanting to really hurt the Guthrie family, embarrass the Guthrie family, have this out there that it's not paid. And are they sophisticated enough to know the Bureau would say this? And so this is humiliation, or are they using this as a pressure. Look, it's out there. Millions and millions. Everybody's seeing this. So it's time to pay.
Yeah. So it makes sense if the local stations weren't responding to their initial reach out, and then they escalated to national level. So I'm more on the crypto wrench side of these things than any retribution against Savannah or Nancy, only because of the lack of leakage prior and after. You know, if it's going to be anything, it's because, again, they're going for something in that house, and it just doesn't really fit behavior for retribution for me in any way. Yeah. But again, everything can fall off. But it makes sense that they would then escalate to TMZ, even though the probability of them doing this methodology and not going straight to the family is not the way it typically goes either. Because proof of life, I looked up the stat again, just reiterating, we've done it all before, it's like 90, 95% of the time there's always proof of life provided on the immediate ransom, which they couldn't do. We assume they couldn't do. Something went sideways.
Jen, if they were to suddenly take the Bitcoin wallet that is sitting there that no one has accessed, that has a couple hundred something sitting in it, what if they were to take that, put like $100,000 in it, and it were to be withdrawn? How quickly could they determine who withdrew that and where it went to and where that person was? If they were to try this little experiment out,
it 100%. Depends on how they withdrew it. Did it go to another wallet and then to another wallet and then to another wallet and then out? And how did it get out? Remember, it has to go out either to be converted to francs or US dollars or, you know, whatever the currency is. But it can't stay in Bitcoin. It could stay in Bitcoin because Home Depot takes it and various restaurants now and everything. But that kind of money, you're going to want to have it more liquid. So to your question, it can possibly be traced, but it could be difficult depending on how it is finally makes it into currency. There could be so many steps.
Sure.
But like I said before, currency is hard to trace too. Yeah. You don't not do something because it's going to be difficult. That's sure. how I see.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not saying that because it'd be difficult, but is it even possible, or is there a clear out that whoever is playing with the money knows a way that, oh, you think you're being smart here. Let me transfer it to this wallet. Let me break it down into 40 more wallets. Let me break all that down into 40 more wallets. And then we'll just kind of distribute it this way and that way. And eventually it will come out. And I mean, it's a lot of following the money, probably to a point where you can't follow the money. I'm not super versed in how all that world works other than what I'm kind of learning here. But it's not as clear cut as it would be of just putting $100,000 in that wallet from what I'm hearing and then waiting for someone to get a wild hair and think they're going to outsmart the system. There's probably ways to still outsmart the system.
So here's what I looked up while we're chatting. So wrench attacks, hard to solve, 25 to 40% result in arrests only. But they can trace the lack of any arrests recovered funds so far in Nancy's case. And one reason why experts doubt it was some doubt it. But they can trace it to a certain extent, just like Jen was saying. But it's challenging. But again, 25 to 40% of the ones that are solved.
And Certitech, okay, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Right. That's the Bureau would not be doing this. This is not some agent sitting there.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely not.
This is Certitech, which is what their experts do every day. They're subject matter experts.
So there's a reason they're saying this. We just don't know the exact reason yet. But it seems to be this. Would you call this the strongest lead that's come out of this case so far? Seeing, I mean, at least from a digestible point of those of us on the outside trying to figure this thing out, would this be the strongest thing that you've seen for a signal coming out of this case?
Well, yeah, you know, I definitely went to paper on that a while back, so I'm sort of stuck with it now, no matter how it comes out. But I mean, that is our strongest signal. That's without a doubt the strongest lead we in the public have, not being able to see the entirety of the case. Certitech is putting their reputation on the line. Could it be all just for some sort of, you know, publicity? Maybe. You know, I got to tell you, I am working on a couple of things in the background with that. More to come.
There's your tease. The tease. Now everyone sits on pins and needles waiting for what you discover. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of it. I'm sure we'll be talking about it next week. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube as we continue our conversation here.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Let me ask you something. You want your car to last longer, run smoother, perform better. I'm talking about your engine. I've got something good for you. Seafoam Motor Treatment. Seafoam helps your engine run smoother and last longer. It's easy to use. Just pour it in your gas tank, that's it. It works while you drive. No extra steps, no tools needed. If your car's been acting up, rough idle, no power, burning through gas, it might be time. Seafoam is an easy first step to help bring that performance back. And this isn't something new. Seafoam has been trusted by mechanics for over 75 years, and why millions of people use it every day to keep their engines running strong. Pick up a can of Seafoam today at your favorite auto parts store and keep moving forward with confidence. Seafoam, pour it in and power on.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Alright, quick question. You trying to make your car or truck last longer or what?
Loki, yeah. Mine's been acting a little sus lately.
Same. Rough idle, no power, and my gas mileage? Don't even ask.
Yeah, I got you all. Seafoam Motor Treatment.
Wait, that's the one you just pour in the tank, right?
Exactly. Just pour in el tanque de gasolina y ya quedó. Let it run while you drive, así nomás.
No tools, fácil, anyone can do it.
Haz el trabajo al 100.
Okay, I like that, because my car has been feeling kinda tired.
Same, like it's not hitting like it used to.
That's usually dirty fuel system stuff. Gunk, buildup. totally messes with the performance. Seafoam is an easy first step to clean that out and bring it back.
So, smoother ride, better power,
and better miles per gallon.
And it's not new. Mechanics have trusted Seafoam for over 75 years.
75 años? That's legit stuff.
Millions of people use it every day to keep engines running strong.
So yeah, if your ride feels off,
you already know what to do pa estar al 100.
Pick up a can today at your favorite auto parts store.
Seafoam. Pour it in and power on.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
All right, quick question. You trying to make your ride last longer or what?
Low-key, yeah. I just want it to run smooth. No stress.
Just turn the key and go. Sin rollos.
Bet. Seafoam motor treatment.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Bien fácil de usar. Pour it in your gas tank y ya quedó. Then you just drive and let it do its thing mientras manejas.
No tools. Easy. Cualquiera puede usarlo.
I like that. Porque no tengo tiempo pa tanto.
Exactly. Y Seafoam helps your engine run smoother and last longer.
And it works on whatever you drive. Car, troca, tractor.
Gas or diesel. If it's got an engine, Seafoam's got you.
That's actually fire.
Millions of people use it every day to keep their engine running strong.
Pick up a can today at your favorite auto parts store.
Seafoam. Pour it in and power on.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hola, let me ask you something. You want your car to last longer, run smoother, perform better? Tranquilo, I'm talking about your engine. Te tengo algo bueno. Seafoam motor treatment. Seafoam helps your engine run smoother and last longer, y es facilito de usar. You just pour it into your gas tank, y listo. Déjalo trabajar while you drive. No extra steps. If your car's been acting up, rough idle, no power, burning through gas like cafecito por la ventanita, it might be time. Seafoam is an easy first step to help bring that performance back. Pa que rinda como debe ser, smooth y con power. And this isn't something new. Seafoam has been trusted by mechanics for over 75 years. 75 años. Esa es mucha confianza, mi gente. And why millions of people use it every day to keep their engines running strong. Pick up a can of Seafoam today at your favorite auto parts store. Y pa'lante con confianza. Seafoam. Pour it in. And power on. De nada.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Alright, quick question. You trying to make your car or truck last longer or what?
Low-key, yeah. Mine's been acting a little sus lately.
Same. Rough idle, no power, and my gas mileage? Don't even ask.
Yeah, I got you all. Seafoam motor treatment.
Wait, that's the one you just pour in the tank, right?
Exactly. Just pour in el tanque de gasolina y ya quedó. Let it run while you drive, así nomás.
No tools, fácil, anyone can do it.
Haz el trabajo al 100.
Okay, I like that because my car has been feeling kind of tired.
Same, like it's not heading like it used to.
That's usually dirty fuel system stuff. Gunk, buildup, totally messes with the performance. Seafoam is an easy first step to clean that out and bring it back.
So, smoother ride, better power,
and better miles per gallon.
And it's not new. Mechanics have trusted Seafoam for over 75 years.
75 años? That's legit stuff.
Millions of people use it every day to keep engines running strong.
So yeah, if your ride feels off,
you already know what to do pa estar al 100.
Pick up a can today at your favorite auto parts store.
Seafoam. Pour it in and power on.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hola, Enrique Santos here. Let me ask you something. ¿Tu carro no está como antes? Used to feel smooth, con fuerza, y ahora está medio underwhelming? Tranquilo, it happens. Mucha gente no sabe, but a lot of engine problems, rough running, loss of power, wasting gas, even hard starts, come from dirty fuel systems. Gunk, gum, varnish. Cosas que se acumulan con el tiempo. Y tú ya pensando en llamar al mecánico. Relax. Te tengo la solución. Seafoam Motor Treatment.
Seafoam is an easy way to help your car or truck run better. It cleans your engine while you drive. Así de fácil. Just pour it into your fuel tank y pa la calle. No tools, no appointments, no déjalo y te llamamos. And it's not just for cars. Seafoam works in any gas or diesel engine. Tu carro, tu camioneta, el bote, la podadora. If it's got an engine, Seafoam's got you. So if your ride's got rough idle, le falta power, or you're losing miles per gallon, y no sabes por qué, Seafoam is an easy first step to help bring that performance back. Pa' que rinda como debe ser. Smooth, steady, y con fuerza. All good things. And this isn't new, mi gente. Seafoam has been trusted by mechanics for over 75 years. 75 años. Eso es mucha confianza. Millions of people use it every day to keep their engines running strong. Arranca con confianza and try the easy fix first. Seafoam. Just pour it into your gas tank and let it do the work mientras tú manejas. Pick up a can today at your favorite auto parts store y pa'lante con Seafoam. Pour it in and power on. De nada.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 through 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.